Okay, so let's just move on now to the second slide and go through this, and then we'll be done with the normal histology. So the first thing to notice is that this is the entire gallbladder here that we can see at low magnification. It's been cut in this region here, so normally these two surfaces would join together to form an intact ring. And the reason it's cut is because in histology, a ring-like structure like this, if you're attempting to cut it, it generates lots of artifacts if it's a solid intact ring and forms folds. And so many histologists cut ring structures in order for them to sit flat when you do the histological sectioning. So that's really the reason behind cutting through the wall in this region, so that the whole section will sit flat and won't fold up when you cut it in thin slices. So just be aware of that this is a cut edge and this is a cut edge here. Now at the low magnification you can quite clearly see the folds in the epithelia here. And as we zoom in, you'll notice that some of the epithelia has been stripped off and lost during fixation, but just move around to find a part of the epithelium which looks good, and this is a good part here. And what you can see is the columnar cells mainly have their nuclei sitting at the basal layer of the cell, and on the surface, this fuzzy appearance on the surface, these are the microvilli located on the apical surface. They increase the surface area for absorption. So this is a typical feature that we see in an absorptive epithelia. And directly underneath this, you can see in this section all of these blood vessels. So lots of venules and capillaries lying in the lamina propria here in this fold. So in this section, you can quite clearly make out all of these small blood vessels populating the lamina propria. Now, deep to this, we can once again see our bundles of smooth muscle fibres through here, the more red-coloured fibres, with the connective tissue between it, mainly collagen and fibroblasts. And then in the dense connective tissue layer, we can make out arteries and arterioles. Remember, the feature we're looking for an artery or an arteriole is the same smooth muscle that we see in these smooth muscle bundles here, but wrapped around an endothelial lining. So that will be an artery. And often you'll find them paired together, so arteries and veins. So the thin-walled structure adjacent to it would be the vein adjacent to the artery. And also, uniquely to the gallbladder, if we wander around just a little bit, uniquely to the gallbladder, we also see these vessels, which are not obvious in other histological structures, and these are lymphatic vessels. So the key feature for a lymphatic vessel is that structurally it looks a lot like a vein. So it has a thin wall on it. But the difference between a lymphatic vessel and a vein, which is up here, is that it won't contain any blood cells. So we're not going to see red blood cells within the lymphatic vessels. So this is the first time you can actually see lymphatic vessels. Most of the time in tissues they're collapsed or not filled, and so they're not easy to make out. But the gallbladder has these quite large, and here's another one here, and this material inside the lumen will be what? Lymph. So this is lymph that we can see within the lumen of the lymphatic vessel. In addition to that, out here in the dense connective tissue, you'll see structures that look like this. Now, they're easy to confuse with smooth muscle, but they're not. This is a bundle of nerve, peripheral nerve out here, and has a classic wavy type of phenotype that you can see, these sort of waves. And this means that the nerve, when the gallbladder is distensed or spread, will straighten out. So it gives some flexibility to the bundles of nerves as well. So out in this dense connective tissue layer, we're going to see bundles of nerve through here. These are all bundles of nerve, an artery, veins, and as I said before, lymphatics out here as well. Now out on the outer surface, you'll also be able to identify in this section large regions of adipocytes, or white fat cells. So these clear areas would normally be filled with an adipocyte, which would have a large lipid droplet in it, and when we clear it and fix it for histology, then that lipid is lost and leaves that clear appearance. So this is all adipose through here. It generates a cushion underneath the surface. And over on this one edge, I think over on the left-hand edge here, we can actually see some of the mesothelium on the surface here, forming the outer layer of the gallbladder. And it's only ever a thin layer of cells on the surface, and collagen often underneath it. So this is the mesothelium out here. Once again, lots of blood vessels through even the fatty material out here. So you should be able to go around this dense connective tissue layer, identify arteries and veins, bundles of nerves which will have this solid appearance. It's the nerve bundle here, all in that connective tissue layer outside of the smooth muscle. So that is all the features we've seen in the normal histology of the wall. I'll stop now and give you a chance to ask the tutors some questions, and when we come back, you'll have a chance to go into the pathology part of today's lab.